This fall, the University of Michigan reduced the amount of college credit it gives students who have passed the Advanced Placement Mathematics exam in high school. Michigan is the latest of several top universities to rethink the value of AP calculus. They're concerned that the AP curriculum ignores important mathematical concepts, and that's a big change. The popular course is often considered the gold standard for high school math. Robert Frederick reports from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
In room 6150 at Huron High School, fourth period calculus is about to begin. 31 students are looking over their homework from the night before. A few are writing answers on the chalkboard. This is Advanced Placement, or AP Calculus, a demanding course that's offered in thousands of high schools. But when class begins, it's apparent that the way Pete Collins teaches it is not typical.
I'm expecting these proofs to be neat. Yeah, Alex, I'm looking. And at least as thorough as what we've done on the board, what I've done on the board.
Proof means using logical arguments to check the truth of a mathematical statement. It's the backbone of higher mathematics. But experts say most K-12 math courses, including AP, don't teach proof at all. They focus instead on the algebraic equations that most people remember from high school. But Collins has learned from years of summertime teaching at the University of Michigan that the nation's top colleges want something more.
I like them to have a little broader sense of just mathematics in general. I think I tend to want to prove things, whereas there's never any proof on the AP exam.
And because of that omission, students who don't even know what a proof is can get a perfect score on the AP exam. As a result, many students, even the best, get frustrated when they get to college-level math, where it's all about proof. To avoid that frustration, some colleges are retesting all entering students, even those who've passed the AP exam.
Enter A1 if you've previously taken calculus. Enter A2 if you have not taken calculus.
A mile away from Huron High School, on the campus of the University of Michigan, a bunch of new freshmen are taking the university's math placement exam.
No peeking.
It's designed to find out whether students are ready for college-level calculus. One of those taking the test is Britta Wunderlich. She was in Pete Collins' AP class last year and got a perfect score on the AP exam.
I'm not sure if it was my high school or if it was the curriculum itself, but I felt very prepared coming out of my calculus AP class for college curriculum.
That, she says, is because Collins prepares his students so well. But Michigan and other top colleges are finding that too many incoming freshmen aren't prepared, and they don't realize it until they're in over their heads. But Michigan isn't the only school that's made it tougher for students to get college credit for AP exam scores. Harvard, the University of Maryland, the University of Arizona, and the University of Chicago have raised their standards, too.
I think the AP curriculum is aimed at producing people who are computationally very competent.
Diane Herman directs the undergraduate math program at the University of Chicago.
Do they have an idea of the big ideas of calculus? I think not. Technology has come in. The curriculum is pushed to do a lot of stuff, and I think, you know, the theory has been taken out.
But the College Board, which develops the AP, says there's a good reason why the AP does what it does. Many colleges don't teach theory or proof. Trevor Packer oversees the AP program.
We decide based on a survey of what's being taught in the comparable college course. We survey representative institutions nationwide.
In other words, Packer says that AP is designed for students going to any college. But critics say that surveying a variety of colleges, and not just the top schools, has watered down the AP curriculum. The curriculum is so important because AP has a powerful ripple effect on the courses that lead up to calculus: algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and pre-calculus. In many ways, the entire middle school and high school math curriculum has become focused on one goal: getting students to AP calculus. Deborah Ball is a math education professor at the University of Michigan.
I've heard considerable discussion that we have impoverished the high school curriculum by racing to calculus, and then you get this result that they're not necessarily competent.
Nevertheless, students and teachers know that a high grade in an AP course is a huge factor in college admissions. Pete Collins' students feel the pressure. 15-year-old Marissa Lapidus dreams of going to Stanford University and hopes to become a psychologist or a lawyer. She thinks taking AP will help.
Because the fact that it looks good on college applications, and, well, I like math, so I don't mind being challenged in math as much as science. But, and just, I don't know, our parents, like, have us on the advanced track, so.
The pressure is so great to get to AP calculus that students like Marissa will finish off the AP curriculum in their junior year. Next year, they'll either have a college professor come in to teach them, or they'll go to the university for their math class. Some experts say high schools could better serve these students by putting less emphasis on getting to calculus and adding more theory and proof back into the curriculum. But as long as the pressure is on from parents, teachers, and colleges, that won't happen anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Robert Frederick in Ann Arbor, Michigan.